Astrology can give you insights into yourself and through that offer predictions for future behaviour. Psychology also gives you insights into yourself and can give indications of ways to avoid behaviour patterns. Now combine them both and you get a new approach to self-mastery. It's been developed by astrologer and psychologist Linda Joyce and you can do it for yourself with the help of her book, The Star Within.
If you just answer the 12 questions in my book, you begin the process. And the process of psychology is the process of understanding your patterns of behavior. So when you ask yourself some of these questions, what was your mother's dream? How much risk did your father take, for example? What inspired him? Those are things we don't really think about in our daily life, and yet they are a major force that influences us. And so when you ask yourself the right questions, you become the psychologist, you know, and you become your own therapist, so to speak. And so I realized that a lot of people, if I asked the right question instead of giving them the answer, they could come to the conclusion themselves, which was actually so much more powerful than me telling them. Because when you get told something, it's not the same thing as if you're unwinding it and that light bulb goes off for you and you see the connection between what choices you've been made and the fact that your parents made them or your grandparents made them 18 times, you know, and you were raised on it and you didn't think it had one thing had to do with the other. That's the great thing, is when that light bulb goes off.
Now, that's quite a sort of classic self-help way. You get a sort of number of questions, you hopefully get yourself there in the end. How do I then say, right, well, this is my star sign. What's that got to do with it?
It all stems from the first book I wrote, which is called The Day You Were Born. And when I wrote that book, I realized that astrology, see, I was taught astrology like most people are taught everything. Everything was a little separate world in itself. You learned about Aries, you learned about Pisces, you learned about Libra, and they really didn't have anything to do with the sign that came before them or after them or anything else. You know, you're just this like little isolated island. Not true, you know. As I wrote this book, I realized that each sign really presented a series of lessons that we had to learn, and that if we learned them, we would evolve into the next sign much easier, and it was a natural unfoldment. And I started to see the whole process of astrology as totally unified and connected. And that was so exciting to me because it was the beginning of this book, because I wanted to present those lessons and how someone could learn them for anybody to be able to pinpoint why they were stuck and then backtrack to see what was missing in their life. So what I started to do was turn the 12 sun signs into their lessons. And in so doing, I ended up turning them into 12 questions.
Now, you say evolve into the next star sign. So am I trying to move out of Capricorn and get to something else?
Yes. You're always moving. You're always evolving, whether you agree to or not. You know, every day is a day of change and evolution. And if you have a new idea, a new experience, we create something, put an idea in each other's head, you evolve. Now, what happens is, from, let's take like Aries to Taurus, Aries is the pleaser. It's the child. It's the infant. The child, to survive, needs to be able to please its parents. So the first thing we learn to do is to please. If we are lucky enough to learn to please our parents because they receive our love and accept us, we can move to the second stage, which is Taurus, and really is rebelling. We have to be able to stand up for what our desires rather than desires imposed upon us by our parents. It's the first desire to say no. You know, when your parents say, don't go there, and you look at them and you push the water, you know, you test it. And children that are healthy will defy the boundaries that are set or limited to them. If you're very insecure, what will happen is that you will accept those limitations too easily. And that's the difference between a child that is really healthy and strong and wants to explore the world versus one that is accepting the limitations without a fight.
So is there a final star sign I'm trying to aim to get to in that case?
Yes, it is sort of like a spiral. You come back to the beginning, but at a different level. You start out unconscious and you move forward and around and you come back to the same place with a greater consciousness. And that's about the four levels of consciousness. But what happens is that as you pass through these stages, you come back to the same thing. Now it's time to cast a new dream for your life, because that's basically where it all begins. And from that dream, you can have a bigger dream because you have less fear. And that's always the balance, fear and love. So if you have enough love, you'll create greater things. Or if you have too much fear, you create something to move out of that fear. Actually, an extreme in one side or the other is what really propels you. But it's about balancing that within you, then you can create anything. If you have enough caution and enough love for courage, that's the best.
That's psychologist and astrologer Linda Joyce.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
is online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.